Greetings! Welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tak, jiao weevi va kat bang, half a day, jai janendra, salam, shalom, peace. Now, go vegan, peace how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical, vivisection prison, kilitary industrial, poor, poor nation, in the cheese-covered post-constitutional, bankster, bankrupt, corruptocracy, mocracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Salmonella, where they, well, sure, eat a lot of dead animal body parts, and the Wall Street-backed corporate diet of death is shoved down your throat. This is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, and it is a pleasure to have you with us. Today, we're on KCAA Radio, Sundays at 1 p.m. in Southern California in the San Francisco Bay Area, KEST 1450, Sundays at 4 p.m. And we're also all over the place, archive shows at GoVeganRadio.com. We're on iTunes, TalkStream Live. And on your smartphone, you can go to Stitcher.com/GoVegan and register for free, and that gives you a chance to win $100. And if you listen to a complete program, Go Vegan Radio gets $1, which we definitely need. We can all add up and help us pay for radio airtime. We're broadcasting for over 11 years now, as heard on Air America, and we do have to pay for airtime. And you can help. You can help the animals have a voice in mainstream media, a voice for compassion, improved human health, and environmental sustainability. I'm just having a great time up in the Bay Area. Last weekend, it was a pleasure emceeing and speaking at the World Veg Fest, the 13th annual, which this year hosted the 40th annual International Vegetarian Union World Congress. And I want to thank everybody for coming out to the dinner that I presented, the Dixie May Appreciation Dinner, this past Monday evening at Loving Hut in San Francisco. Dixie May, the longtime president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, a true hero, really. And you know, so many of us come to this because of our love for animals and our concern for them. We want to see the suffering stop. We want to see the killing stop. And Dixie, who is now 78 years old and has dedicated her life to this, started for her when she was a child, when she was 5 years old and her father took her fishing. And she had sympathy for the fish. She liked the fish in the water swimming without, you know, a puncture in his mouth. So that led to her life of dedication. And also this past week, I held a dinner for Cindy Sheehan, Peace Mom, which was at Vegetarian House in San Jose. It was wonderful spending time with Cindy. I believe we recorded the dinner, so one of these days I'm going to get back to getting things posted on YouTube, and I haven't been on Facebook in a while because it's been a very busy week, but we'll be getting back to all of that in the next few days. I didn't realize that Cindy is actually running for vice president. Roseanne Barr is running for president on the Peace and Freedom Party ticket, which I guess they don't quite have the kind of promotional dollars that President Monsanto Obama has, or Mitt Romney. So I didn't even know. You don't hear Roseanne talking about it. She's on the program before us on KCAA. You don't hear much about her presidential run, nor do you hear about Cindy's vice presidential run. But that is the case. I think you hear more on this show about my presidential run as Barackly Obabi, the one who wouldn't force you to buy health insurance, but I would force you to buy broccoli. Cindy Sheehan is vegan because she listens to this program. And one day I was talking about rape, the rape of the cows. They're raped. The dairy industry calls it a rape rack, the artificial insemination that produces the baby so that the mother will produce milk. And Cindy was very sensitive to my discussion of the issue of rape as it related to animals. And so she rededicated herself to being vegan. I also grossed her out about something related to the mucus and dairy and all. So she's very happily vegan, which is the lifestyle of peace. How can you be a peace advocate and have the blood of murder victims running down your chin as you're working for peace? One of the topics of interest at the World Veg Fest this year is Proposition 37. This election, California voters have the opportunity to vote for Proposition 37, which would require that all genetically modified ingredients in foods be labeled. It would be the first such legislation in our country, a country that happens to be run by Monsanto, or Monster Santo, along with its puppet, President Monsanto Obama, and a revolving door full of Monsanto employees regularly appointed to GovEnronment regulatory positions. 40 countries have already required such labeling. Tofurky has given $5,000 to the California Right to Know campaign and is also supporting a similar ballot measure in the state of Washington, which is I-522. Brands such as Lightlife and Morningstar give lip service to being anti-GMO on their packaging, while their parent companies are funding the Prop 37 opposition. Lightlife is owned by ConAgra, and Morningstar is owned by Kellogg. So who is opposing labeling? Who is opposing Prop 37? Who has donated already almost $35 million to this cause? Well, as you would expect, the company most responsible for GMOs, Monster Santo, has put over $7 million into the anti-Prop 37 movement. Coca-Cola, with its Honest Tea and Odwalla and Simply Orange, has put over $1 million. Pepsi, with Naked Juice and Izzy Sparkling Juice, over $1 million against Prop 37. Kellogg, with Garden Burger, Morningstar, Kashi, and Bare Naked, $600,000, opposing your right to know what your children are eating. ConAgra, with Lightlife and Alexia, over $1 million. General Mills, with Cascadian Farm, Muir Glen, and Larabar, $500,000. And, we vegans have so many of these products on our shelves, huh? Look, the companies that we support as vegans are not supporting our right to know about GMOs. Dean Foods, the nation's largest dairy, which produces Silk and Horizon Organic, has put $250,000 against Proposition 37. Smucker, with Santa Cruz Organic, and R.W. Knudsen, $387,000. Rich Products, the makers of French Meadow Bakery, $225,000 against your right to know. Also Similac, $187,000. Welch's, $44,000. Treetop, $30,000. S&W, $21,000. And Goya Foods, $18,000. Si es Goya tiene que ser bueno. I grew up listening to that, but, you know, what is it? Si es Goya tiene que ser genetically modified foods? $18,000 against your right to know. Now, there are companies who are supporting Proposition 37, but they've only raised $4 million in support, which is $3 million behind just what Monsanto has put up, right? As I mentioned, Tofurky has put $5,000 into it. Contributing are the Organic Consumers Association, Lundberg Rice, Nature's Path, Dr. Bronner's, Clif Bar, Nutiva, Amy's, Udi's, Sunfood Superfoods, Earth Balance, Fry Vineyards, Applegate, Late July, Aubrey Organics, Health Force Nutritionals, Sambazon, Traditional Medicinals, Organicville, Edward & Sons, Earthbound Farm, Frontier, Mary's Gone Crackers, Pacific, Babies Only, Uncle Matt's, Mom's Organic Market, Mother's Markets, OB People's Co-op, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op, all of them putting their money where their mouth is, where your mouth is, in support of your right to know. So that's big news happening. Oh, also, the headlines this week read, Michael Vick gets a dog. Ah, well, thank you once again, devil incarnate Wayne Pacelli, Wayne Pacellout of the Inhumane Society of the United States, for making this possible, for rehabilitating the image of a sadistic puppy-killing psychopath. Of course, HSUS said Michael Vick's dogs could not be rehabilitated. His dogs could not be rehabilitated and should be killed. But, you know, when the Philadelphia Eagles gave HSUS $50,000, hey, no problem rehabilitating Michael Vick's image. But that's what HSUS does best. It gives the happy, smiley animal advocacy seal of approval to the world's worst animal abusers, as it has done with United Egg Producers, Wolfgang Puck, Nebraska Farmers Union, Iams Dog Food, Procter & Gamble. So, abuse an animal? Well, give HSUS your money, and then get the respect, admiration, and adoration of the supposed number one animal advocacy organization in the U.S., HSUS, HS Useless. But what do you expect from an organization of butchers whose CEO, Pacellout, is now running for the board of Tyson Foods, which has 54 chicken-killing factories, 13 cow-killing plants, 6 pork plants. Tyson Foods murders 42 million chickens. I really am sorry. 42 million chickens, 180,000 cows, and 350,000 pigs every week. And so, you know, I don't think that HSUS is going to ask Michael Vick to go vegan anytime soon, which would be the real way to show his newfound concern for animals. Holy cow, you know, all the adoption and rescue groups who are so demanding of those who wish to adopt, you know, everybody who's concerned about the family to which a dog is being adopted, or a cat, you know, everybody who does the home visits. Well, the bar is really being lowered a bit here now as we see. Well, go do a home visit. If you see machetes lying around the house, electric shocking devices, ropes, guns, knives, that's the stamp of approval. HSUS standard when it comes to animal adoption now. So how low can you go? Well, only as low as HSUS. Really. I wonder what Michael Vick is naming his new dog, whom he said he owns. We don't really own animals. They're not property. They're not things. But it's also hard to say that Michael Vick is going to be a dog guardian, as those of us who really care about dogs are. I think he should name his dog Fearful or Scared Blankless. What do you think? Why don't you go to my website? Go to the Go Vegan Radio. Not the website. Go to the Facebook page. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. That Facebook page. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. And on the wall, tell me what you think Michael Vick should name the new dog in his household there. Michael Vick gets a dog. So do that, okay, on the Facebook page, the Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden Facebook page. What should Michael Vick name the new dog in his household there? It's amazing. Michael Vick gets a dog, and, you know, what's next? Jerry Sandusky. Make him a Boy Scout troop leader. Why not? Wayne Pacelli could handle it. Coming up on today's program, we have Michael Budke of Stop Animal Exploitation Now. This is National Primate Liberation Week, and we will talk to Michael Budke about that. And then a little later in the hour, Christoph St. John, you may know him as an actor from The Young and the Restless, and he's going to be the master of ceremonies at Loving the Silent Years, the new musical that's taking place Saturday, October 27th at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles. And you can go to silenttearsmusical.com for information about that. We will talk to Christoph about that a little later in the hour. Michael Budke coming up. And please support the program with a tax-deductible donation. We have to pay for airtime. And I just read off a long list of companies who seem to support GMOs, who probably won't be buying any advertising here. So I need you to support the program with a donation. Or if you do represent vegan products, support us with your advertising dollars. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, go to goveganradio.com. Your support of the International Fund for Africa goes to direct aid for human babies and animals in need in Africa. Compassion for all beings is exemplified by the work of the International Fund for Africa, delivering critically needed medical services from the introduction of neonatal care in Ethiopia to the Homeless Animals Project for dogs, from the Rural Health and Development Project to the Veterinary Medicine Hospital Project, and promoting veganism as the best way to help people, animals, and the environment of Africa, the International Fund for Africa is leading the way. Its dynamic president, Dr. Antenna Roba, is a Houston emergency room physician who sees the deadly health effects of the standard African-American diet of animal products, and then goes home to Africa to witness the deadly environmental effects of the standard African-American diet there, as meat and dairy-based climate change devastates the continent. The message from the International Fund for Africa is, go vegan, Africa. No GMOs, no factory farms. Find out how you can help the International Fund for Africa help people and animals in Africa. Visit ifundafrica.org. Stop starvation. Save the environment. Visit ifundafrica.org. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special place, no meat, dairy, fish, or eggs in San Jose. Experience Vegetarian House, 100% organic vegan restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. A favorite fine dining establishment since 1994, featuring a spectacular international menu embracing the cuisines of China, India, Thailand, Vietnam, the Middle East, Europe, and the Americas. Appetizers, soup, salads, entrees, and desserts that you simply must experience. Enjoy freshly squeezed organic fruit and vegetable juices. Committed to your fine dining experience, your health, compassion for animals, and the environment, Vegetarian House is powered by rooftop solar panels. Waste is composted or recycled when possible, and all to-go packaging can be composted or is biodegradable. The cuisine at Vegetarian House is GMO-free and organic. See the menu at vegetarianhouse.us. Experience one of the world's best 100% vegan organic restaurants. You'll love the bakery items. Raw desserts are available too. Have your next event catered by Vegetarian House. Whether you need power box lunches or it's a full banquet, call 408-292-3798. Vegetarian House. Now you know the way to eat in San Jose. 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. VegetarianHouse.us. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden would like to express its appreciation to Vegetarian House for its ongoing sponsorship of our radio program. To advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products, email bob@goveganradio.com. RecipeFactory.net. Create more delicious, healthful, and affordable meals. Visit RecipeFactory.net, where you can analyze existing recipes or create new ones. Customize to use or avoid specific ingredients. Meet your dietary, aesthetic, and budgetary requirements. Check complete protein, inflammation, and glycemic load. Create food and meal substitutes. Upload your recipes and download others.
visit recipefactory.net. Create at recipefactory.net. K-C-A-A.
We continue on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. Having a great time at the, up in the Bay Area, but I have to head back down to Southern California related to my trial. You know, I was arrested at a circus protest a couple of years ago, and now I am suing the city of Anaheim for violations of my constitutional rights, and have a hearing coming up this week. We had a hearing for summary judgment a couple of weeks ago, and 3 out of 4 of my claims were sustained. So I have to go down for a settlement hearing this week. Had a great time at World Veg Fest. I shared the table with Gunas, which, I mean, people were really excited about the hand, I mean, the designer style, the eco-friendly fashion, and the cruelty-free consciousness from Gunas. It's all in the bag. Gunas is setting the style in luxury handbags, purses, clutches, wallets, totes, and travel bags for women. And Gunas is setting the style in bags, travel bags, and accessories for men, too. The Gunas collections are eye-catching, bold, and edgy in design, yet luxurious, affordable, and functional. Gunas believes in conscious consumption, not overproduction, so many of their lines are quite limited, very exclusive, environmentally responsible materials, created sweatshop-free, PVC-free, 100% vegan, 100% cruelty-free, no leather, silk, wool, fur, and even the adhesives are water-based with no animal ingredients. So it's uncompromising, high standards, meaning high fashion from Gunas. And the website is GunasTheBrand.com, GunasTheBrand.com. GunasTheBrand.com, and the phone number 888-291-7899, 888-291-7899. I believe that you will find the perfect gifts for the holiday season from Gunas. It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. You can follow us on Facebook at Go Vegan. It's Go Vegan. Well, you don't follow us, you become friends with us on Facebook. I have 2 Bob Linden pages and 1 Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. And on Twitter, it's at Go Vegan Radio. This is National Primate Liberation Week, and today we're talking to Michael Budge of STAIN, which is Stop Animal Exploitation Now. Michael Budge, I believe you're at a protest right now, aren't you, for National Primate Liberation Week?
Yes, I am. I'm at a protest in the Miami, Florida area. We're protesting, working with a local group here, South Florida Smash HLS, and they're doing a protest at the home of the owner of primate products, a notorious primate importer and dealer.
Mm-hmm. And when you say Smash HLS, that's Huntington Life Sciences, which is a notorious vivisection laboratory in New Jersey and in the UK. So tell us about National Primate Liberation Week and why there is the need, how many prisoners there are and how they're suffering.
Well, we don't know an exact number, but the best estimate we can come up with in the U.S. is that between animal dealers like Primate Products and actual laboratories, there are somewhere between 120 and 150,000 non-human primates imprisoned. Everything from marmosets and tamarins up through rhesus monkeys to baboons, and of course including chimpanzees, though chimps actually are one of the smaller. As far numerically speaking, they're one of the least used species because they're obviously very expensive. But these animals are literally driven insane by the captivity of the laboratory situation. In many instances, for example, the most commonly used primate is the rhesus monkey or one of the other species of macaques. And in most instances, they spend their entire lives in cages that are essentially slightly glorified steel boxes, which are designed mainly to be easy to clean, and they allow these primates to take at most a step or two in any one direction. And so, literally, these animals lose their minds just from the captivity because they don't see sunlight, They don't see fresh air. There is almost nothing that is like their natural environment. There are no trees. And so this is so foreign to them that they simply can't handle it mentally. And then on top of that, we subject non-human primates to everything from addictive drugs to infectious diseases to chemical and biological weapons. There are many instances where non-human primates are used in painful experiments without benefit of anesthesia. And on top of all of this, we found that the lab cannot even follow the very minimal standards of the Animal Welfare Act. We recently published a short study that we had done because within the last year, over a dozen laboratories in the U.S. had killed 37 primates through sheer negligence. Well, they've either been cited for these deaths, we've discovered the records of these deaths, or in some instances they have paid fines for these deaths. For example, within that period of time, there's been a swirling controversy around the Primate Center connected to Harvard because they've had multiple primate deaths, some of them for things so basic as elderly primates dying of dehydration because no one bothered to put a water bottle on the cage. There have been
An institution of lower learning than Harvard, right? I mean, gosh, fraudulent science at Harvard, and they can't even make sure that their subjects have water. I mean, that's insane.
It's ridiculous. I mean, the kinds of things that if you and I made these kinds of horrific mistakes with an animal that was in our care, we would go to jail for animal cruelty. Laboratories get away with it because there are no criminal penalties connected to the Animal Welfare Act. They can be forced to pay a fine, but in most instances, the fines are so minimal that the laboratories are actually more concerned about negative media covers than they are about fines.
Right, it's
and
just the cost of doing business, the fine, right? So, and
exactly.
Michael, you're a former vivisector yourself. What made you see the light?
Well, I was educated inside a laboratory. I was taught how to do many of the procedures that are part and parcel of virtually every animal experiment. I have a degree in health technology, and people with that education, probably the most lucrative career they can have is to work in a laboratory. Usually the only other thing that they do is working for a veterinarian in private practice, but some of the things that I saw while in a laboratory were just, I've seen rodents beheaded. I've seen primates pacing endlessly back and forth. I've seen enclosures that housed dogs or cats that I had literally interacted with less than 24 hours earlier come down to find them empty and the animals just never come back. And the reality is that no matter what species of animal we're talking about, whether it's rats and mice or anything else, all the way up to primates, they're just considered to be a part of the laboratory apparatus. They're just another piece of equipment that happens to be furry. And they're used and abused, and when they're done, in most instances, they're thrown out. However, we have had some...
Go ahead.
That's what I was just going to say. Within the last year, we have had some major accomplishments in this area that we feel show the direction that this whole issue is going in, that I think we're reaching a point where we're being more effective and we're having more of an impact on the laboratories, because after exposing in several dozen different news stories the situation at Harvard, the director of the Primate Research Center there was actually forced to resign, and that in and of itself is essentially unheard of.
And you believe vivisection is fraudulent science. You don't believe there's a value to it.
Not at all. Well, think about it this way. If you wanted to study a disease in a cat, would you study that disease by somehow trying to give it to a human being and then taking the whatever results you got from that back to the cat. Of course you wouldn't. That's anybody that you propose that to would think that's silly. Well, that's no different than what we're doing. We're trying to take conditions that are specific in many instances to human beings and give them to other animals and then try to bring them back to our species. And it just doesn't work. That's why we have wonderful drugs like Vioxx, which despite the fact that the drug went through all of the required animal testing, it caused everything from bone pain and nausea to death in people. Mm. The reality is that these drug companies just want to have more products to sell. It's not really about human health. It's just about the almighty dollar.
Right. And we're talking to Michael Budke. He's with Stop Animal Exploitation Now. And you have a conference coming up within the next couple of weeks, I believe?
Well, yes, the 27th and the 28th of October in St. Louis, Missouri. And anybody that wants more information about this can go to our website, which is www.saenonline.org. This is the Free the Animals Conference, and this is the first conference in over a decade that is solely about the animal research or vivisection issue. We have over a dozen speakers over the course of 2 days doing presentations that will teach everyone how to do everything from organizing protests to investigating laboratories to writing press releases and dealing with the news media, because we think that we need more people that have been thoroughly trained to work on the animal research issue, because we want to do things like closing laboratories. And we've had situations like that in the last year where, for example, after we filed an official complaint with the USDA against the Penn State University Medical School, not only was the university issued an official warning by the USDA, the final result of all of this was that the Penn State Medical School permanently ended all use of non-human primates in experimentation.
Great. Hallelujah. Let that happen everywhere, because it's such a waste of billions and billions and billions of taxpayer dollars, you know, with no result, really. And for me, all of this research is being conducted to really find the cures to consumption of meat, dairy, fish, and eggs. So, really, that's all these animals are suffering to try to find cures of our animal consumption diseases. Michael, we have maybe 30 seconds left. So, again, if you want to tell us a little bit about the conference, contact, etc., please do.
Well, people can go to the Stop Animal Exploitation Now Facebook page, or they can go to our webpage, www.saenonline. We have over a dozen speakers over the course of 2 days. The price of the conference is only $25. We wanted to make sure everybody comes. It's in St. Louis, Missouri, the 27th and 28th of October.
Okay, thank you so much for being with us today, Michael Budke of Stop Animal Exploitation Now. Coming up on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, we will talk to Christoph St. John. He's the two-time Emmy Award winner who will be the Master of Ceremonies at a great musical that's coming up October 27th in Los Angeles, Loving the Silent Tears. We'll talk to Christoph next on the program. And again, I remind you that we are listener-supported, and we do have to buy radio airtime every week. I suggest that you donate to Go Vegan Radio before you ever give a dollar to the Inhumane Society of the United States. And you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, it's goveganradio.com.
For as long as I can remember, I've been locked in this crowded, filthy cage, constant abuse, deprivation, and suffering. Painful metal floor I can barely stand on, day after day, month after month. This is my entire life. I thought we'd be in here forever, but then something great happened. People began to take a stand for us. They started voting to get us out of cages entirely. The promise of a cage-free life. To no longer be trapped in a cage. But now, that promise is in danger of being broken. The egg industry is pushing federal legislation that would trade one cruel metal cage for another. And their bill could never be challenged or changed by state law or public vote, even though most people want us out of cages. If we let the egg factories win, we'll never get out.
We'll never get out!
Keep the promise. Take action. Visit StopTheRottenEggBill.org. Fight the egg industry's plan to keep hens locked away in cages forever.
Animals and the Afterlife. It's the heartwarming book from author, animal lover, and animal communicator Kim Sheridan. Visit animalsandtheafterlife.com. Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? This book offers some amazing answers. Animals and the Afterlife provides comfort for anyone who has ever loved and lost an animal, and food for thought for anyone who has ever questioned the place of animals in the larger scheme of things. Read about Kim's experiences and the experiences of people around the world in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine's Book of the Year Award winner. See more about author Kim Sheridan at kimsheridan.com, her other books, films, and compassionate projects. And learn more about this amazing book and order it at animalsandtheafterlife.com.
With over 200 restaurants around the globe, Loving Hut is the largest chain of independently owned vegan restaurants worldwide. The first one in North America is in Milpitas, California, at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford University students and faculty enjoy Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Hut locations in San Francisco, one in Elk Grove and one in San Jose. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll find Loving Hut restaurants throughout Southern California, too. And in the Inland Empire, there's a Loving Hut in Claremont and in Upland. Many of the goodies at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga are from the bakery at Loving Hut Upland. The people at Loving Hut are on a mission to save your health, save the animals, and save the planet from climate change and other environmental disasters caused by meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption. Who knew that saving the planet would be so delicious? Save the planet. Eat at Loving Hut.
For the record, hell, we are the record. KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. And apparently Christoph St. John is in kind of a weird cell phone area. So we're trying to connect with him, but he seems to be in one of those, you know, one of those zones for the cell phone. But we'll see if we can still manage to get Christoph on. Christoph St. John, who will be the master of ceremonies at the new musical, Loving the Silent Tears, which is Saturday, October 27th at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, 665 West Jefferson. The website for it is silenttearsmusical.com, silenttearsmusical.com. And what's that? Yes, so Jeanette, if you can call into that number that we gave you, we'll have you come on instead. Okay, thanks. Bye. So, live radio. So I'll have Jeanette Bell call in with, since we seem to be missing Christoph here. This is a collaboration of top artists coming up, and you're not going to want to miss this program. If you were at last year's event, which was Love of the Centuries, it was really phenomenal. Sage Global Products and Services says, dump the office creepo and let us be your staples remover. Sage Global is a vegan-owned and operated distributor for LED light bulb replacements, toner, and printing supplies, and other office needs. The phone number is 888-341-3911, and the website is sageglobal-llc.com. Sage Global offers the more environmentally responsible replacements for toner made in California using recycled materials instead of foreign imports. Special news for our listeners in San Francisco. Get LED light bulbs from Sage Global and get rebate money from PG&E before the end of the year. LED light bulbs from Sage Global average 58% energy savings, 5 to 15 year life expectancy. They are mercury free and 100% recyclable. Replacements are available for almost all bulbs. And building retrofits are tax deductible. And again, money back from PG&E. So look into these wonderful LED light bulbs from Sage Global. Again, the phone number is 888-341-3911. 888-341-3911. That's sageglobal-llc.com. We continue now on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. And we have a stand-in for Christoph St. John, the two-time Emmy Award winner, who is in kind of a strange cell phone zone, so we can't seem to reach him. So standing in for him will be Jeanette Bell, who
Hi,
is
Bob.
With the production of Loving the Silent Tears. How are you today, Jeanette?
I'm very well, Bob. Thank you very much for this last-minute switch technology.
That's fine. No problem. How many Emmys have you won?
Not too many, but I think this musical, Loving the Silent Tears, is going to be fantastic.
Well, I see it is a collaboration of top artists with 15 Grammy Awards, 4 Oscar Awards, 3 Tony Awards, and 6 Emmy Awards, 2 of which were won by the guest for whom you're standing in right now. So I guess you weren't on The Young and the Restless either.
I guess so. I wasn't. The musical is going to be
will be the master of ceremonies at the production, which is happening Saturday, October 27th at the Shrine Auditorium. So tell us a bit about the show, Jeanette.
Yes, I'd love to. By the way, I am a vegan, and I am very proud to be on Go Vegan Radio.
Yes, and, we're happy to have you.
Yes, the show is really a one-of-a-kind performance. It's a full Broadway-style production with two-time Grammy-winning artist John Secada, Grammy-winning Jody Watley, Tony winner Debbie Gravitt, Carol Kulish, Liz Calloway, Patty Conaher, and... But what is very interesting about this show is it's a very spiritual show. It takes you on a quest for inner peace. And in this quest, it takes you on a journey around the world through 16 different countries across 6 continents. And there are international stars representing many of the countries. For example, the Grammy-winning reggae legends, Black Uhuru. There's an Arab singer, Camellia Abu Oda. There's a Vietnamese superstar who's coming all the way from Vietnam to do this show, Ho Huynh Hung. There's an Italian star, Mark Yannicello, a Korean star, Brian Yu, an Israeli star, Leo Colet, an Irish star, a Brazilian star, a Korean star, and a Chinese star, KC. So it's really going to be a one-of-a-kind performance.
It sounds great, and I was at last year's show too.
The Real Love.
Yeah, The Real Love.
Yeah, how did you find last year's show?
It was spectacular. It was wonderful. I think Christoph, who was supposed to be on the show, I saw last year also, and we're all just so amazed at really, it's just a wonderful, like a Broadway production, really. You know, the
a
music is
Broadway
great, the choreography.
Production.
So we have high expectations now after that one.
Yes, and the direction is by a wonderful guy, Vincent Patterson. He's world-renowned, actually. He has worked, I think he worked for about 17 years with Michael Jackson, and he also, on Michael Jackson's Bad Tour, and he also worked with Madonna on her Blonde Ambition Tour. So he is a world-class director, and he's just got ideas, many, 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 many creative, wonderful ideas, and he's excited about doing this show. So I think it's going to be magical, actually.
It will be. It will be. I'm sure. And it's Saturday, October 27th at the Shrine Auditorium. How can people attend?
The best way, you can actually get your tickets online. Just go to the website, www.silenttearsmusical.com, and you can actually purchase tickets online. They're very reasonably priced. The least expensive tickets are $45, $55, and $75. And if you put a group of four or more people together, you can get a 30% discount. So bring all your friends.
Bring your friends, carpool. It's going to be wonderful. I mean, as you say, it's a kind of a journey of the spirit, humanity searching for inner peace, featuring ancient and modern music and dance, and representing 16 countries based on the poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai. Tell us a bit about the schedule. When should people arrive? There's an art show. There are all sorts of things going on.
Yeah,
right?
There are all sorts of things going on. Supreme Master Ching Hai, this show is actually being done in honor of Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. And so there's an art exhibit, and people are welcome to come at as early as 2 o'clock and have a look at some of the wonderful, exquisite art creations by Supreme Master Ching Hai. She does paintings. She's an author, an international best-selling author. She designs clothing. She designs jewelry. And a number of these are on display. People can come free of charge and look at this art display. The show itself starts at 4, and I think it's expected to go for about 3.5 hours. The show, by the way, is also a benefit concert. At our last year's show, The Real Love, we were able to give away $210,000 to local charities.
Mm, great, great. Well, I know of the generosity of Supreme Master Ching Hai and the support of the International Association, which I appreciate for this show also. Okay, we have maybe 30 seconds or a minute left. Jeanette, was there anything you wanted to mention that we haven't addressed thus far?
Yes, the motto of the show is let everyone find his peace. And that's what we hope will happen at this show, that people find their peace and that it brings greater peace and harmony among all people.
Great. And, of course, I will suggest that the lifestyle of peace is to be vegan.
Absolutely.
Somehow I always manage to get that in there. So,
absolutely.
In fact, I had a dinner last week with Peace Mom Cindy Sheehan at a vegetarian house in San Jose, and she's vegan and understands the necessity of that. There's a reason why Tolstoy said, as long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields. So,
yes.
So let's all come out and look forward to the big show that's happening Saturday, October 27th at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles. And to be there, go to the website first. It's silenttearsmusical.com. SilentTearsMusical.com. Thanks for being with us today, Jeanette Bell.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Okay, thanks. We will continue. And please support this program so that we can buy the airtime. That's the way it is. We have to purchase airtime every week. You can advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and services. Email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, go to goveganradio.com.
A grocery store that's 100% vegan, and not just that, the largest vegan grocery anywhere? It's Viva La Vegan, 9456 Robert Street, Rancho Cucamonga. Thousands and thousands of items Everything vegan. Everything cruelty-free. No animal ingredients. No animal testing. Viva la vegan grocery. Organic produce. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds. And introducing Veganic. Want to go beyond organic? Coming soon to Viva La Vegan. Thousands of grocery items, some you won't see anywhere else. Fresh juice from the juicer at Viva La Vegan Grocery. Donuts, cupcakes, supplements, gluten-free. Viva La Vegan. Raw foods, vegan dog food, household items, personal care, books, belts, shoes. They all come together at the largest vegan grocery anywhere. Great prices, friendly staff, thousands of items, everything vegan at Viva La Vegan. 9456 Roberts Street, R-O-B-E-R-D-S, Rancho Cucamonga, California. 909-941-4495. Viva La Vegan. Grocery.com 909-941-4495. Viva La Vegan. Move over dairy. Make way for creamy goodness from coconut cow. Real food, real nutrition from coconut cow. Coconut yogurt, cultured, fermented, creamed coconut meat. A treat by itself or with fresh fruit. Coconut cream, a vegan's dream for baking instead of butter. Raw coconut water, coconut milk for smoothies. Coconut kefir, mango lassi. Visit CoconutCowCafe.com. Organic, gluten-free nutrition from coconut cow. No fumigated coconuts from Thailand are ever used by coconut cow. Also try coconut cow fermented sweet potatoes and sweet potatoes with mango, artisan sauerkraut, and kombucha. Available at Viva La Vegan Grocery, Rancho Cucamonga, and Grassroots Natural Market and Kitchen, South Pasadena. Shipping available. Call 626-993-5631. CoconutCowCafe.com.
The other station claims to be local. Since when is Glendale local? KCAA News Talk 1050, your true local station.
We continue on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. We were just hearing about Viva La Vegan, the world's largest vegan grocery store in Southern California. Coconut cow featured there. Now featured at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga, Vegan with Joy Gourmet Cuisine from Chef Rafaya. Now, I've had the joyful experience myself of enjoying Chef Rafaya's culinary creations. And now it's time for you to try her gourmet salads and sandwiches and specialties and desserts. Lentil burgers, veggie burgers, quiche. Chef Rafaya's carrot salad and quinoa salad are amazingly delicious. And amazing because they're made with veganic ingredients. It's beyond organic in that no animal ingredients are used at all from planting to harvest. Veganic organic agriculture. Taste it at Viva La Vegan. Taste Chef Rafaya's fruit pastries, cheesecakes, cobblers, cookies, even gluten-free mini cupcakes, cakes, and muffins. Viva La Vegan is even more special now with Chef Rafaya in the kitchen with an ever-expanding menu. Taste for yourself. Free samples every Friday, 3 to 8 p.m. And join me for Chef Rafaya's Sunday Sampling Spectacular on October 21st. That's next Sunday at 1 p.m. Call Chef Rafaya at 909-203-6435. Meet her at Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, just off Baseline in Rancho Cucamonga. And creating a solar universe starts with you going solar at your house. If you live in Southern California and spend $150 or more on electric bills, you may qualify for the California Solar Initiative's Zero Out-of-Pocket Program. Pay nothing down. Start saving right away. San Onofre is down, and you want to get off the new coal fossil fuel grid anyway. So go solar with Tom Cox of Solar Universe. Call 805-210-4499. 805-210-4499, or visit the website, the numeral onefuture.org. Onefuture.org. And for every new customer, there will be a donation to Go Vegan Radio of $500. So please consider that. And please consider making a donation yourself to Go Vegan Radio. We need your support. And you do that by making your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. And by 2030, more than half the people in the U.S. will be obese. And in a petition filed, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture to issue a report to Congress recommending an amendment to the National School Lunch Act to remove cow's milk as a required component of such lunches. So support that through PCRM.org. Citing research that shows that dairy does contribute to childhood obesity as the number one source of saturated fat in children's diets, but does not contribute to bone health as animal protein leaches calcium from the body. PCRM recommends beans, leafy greens, calcium-enriched soy milk, and rice milk as proper sources of nutrition. More than a million American school children suffer from dairy allergies also. Oh, so please support the show. I'll be back in Southern California. I have my hearing. I'm suing the city of Anaheim for violating my constitutional rights at a circus protest. So I'm back in Southern California this coming week. Can't wait to come back up to the Bay Area. Thanks for listening today. Really appreciate it. And, Joe, are we out of time? I'm just trying to... We're out of time. So, okay, good talking with you. Thanks for being with us. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Wood.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
From the KCAA Weather Center, I'm Chris Earl Phillips. For this afternoon, mostly sunny and a high near 84. Tonight, chance of drizzle after 11, patchy fog after 11, otherwise increasing clouds and a low around 57. On Monday, chance of drizzle before 11, patchy fog before 11, otherwise cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny and a high near 81. Monday night, chance of drizzle after 11, patchy dense fog after 11, otherwise increasing clouds and a low around 54. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 76. That's your weather forecast for this hour from the station that leaves no listener behind. NBC News Radio, AM 1050 KCAA.
Colton Golf Club is unique because it was designed by Robert Trent Jones Sr., a renowned golf course architect. At one time, legendary professional Sam Snead was part owner and played here whenever he was in town. The course has a real nice layout, providing a challenge for even low handicapper, rewards accuracy more than distance, and provides the beginner the perfect way to learn the game of golf. That's Colton Golf Club, located on Pepper off of Valley Boulevard. Call 909-877-1712. Hey, we're see on the golf course.